What would you mention in chapter 4? And something that we mentioned in chapter 4. And in chapter 3 was the Bible. And now, we're taking it up this version because it introduces the scripture. Action is non-action, and non-action is action. So he's going to further solidify this concept of action in English consciousness. In verses 1 through 6, Krishna will explain bodhisattva, karma yoga, and sankhya. Arjuna said, O Krishna, first of all, you have to be self-aware. And then again, you have to be self-aware. How would you find this guy? Yes, you should be self-aware. Such a person, free from all dualities, easily overcomes the material bondage, and is completely willing to one arm for you. Once again, this is something which has repeated several times to the equity point, not to be affected by the duality of the material world. Only the reason that the state of emotional service or karma yoga has been different from the analytical study of the material world, sankhya. Those who are actually learning, they say that one who applies him or herself to one of these things achieves the results of both. Because the goal is faith. The goal is transcendental knowledge of Krishna. One who knows that the position reached by means of analytical study may also be attained by emotional service, and therefore sees analytical study and emotional service to be on the same level, seeing things as they are. Merely renouncing all activities, and yet not engaging in the emotional service of the Lord, may not make one happy. But a thoughtful person, engaged in emotional service, can achieve the supreme without delay. This final statement is very telling. If I simply renounce my activities, I'm not going to be ultimately happy. But if I engage in service to Krishna, using my body, mind, and words in his service, then I will achieve the supreme state of Krishna consciousness. Now, in verses 7 through 15, Krishna will explain the art of working. One who works in devotion with pure soul. He controls mind and senses. He is dear to everyone. And everyone is dear to him. While always working, such a person is never entangled. Here again, he reiterates what was mentioned in chapter 4. That the devotee, the one who works in Krishna consciousness,
Thank you.
The choice is you, you're number one or you're number two. There's nothing to do with freedom. That's your choice. We got the right people and make the right choice. You're number one. You're number two. Plenty of bodies will be killed. And then you'll be found with two more. Thank you.
Thank you. and are finding it on religious groups on the order of creation. So anger can be controlled only when it is worshipped. The tongue can be controlled when we are always talking about Krishna or tasting the remnants of the world. The mind is controlled by always thinking of Krishna. This way, all the senses, all the energies, and their dovetails with Krishna's word, then we are on the move. One who captures is within, who is active and rejoices within, whose aim is inward, is actually the fundamental. Why inward? Because that's where Krishna is, it's in the heart. So we have to contact Krishna. Such a person is liberated in the stream, and ultimately one is seen as a stream, and the stream is involved in the eternal kingdom of God. Those who are beyond the dualities that arise from doubt, whose minds are engaged within, who are always busy working for the welfare of all living beings, and are free from all sins, achieve liberation in the world. These are the qualifications of being a Krishna conscious devotee, and especially busy working for the welfare of others. And the best welfare work is to preach the message of others. That is what Krishna wants us to do. Preach the message of Bhagavad Gita to whoever we see. That is the best of those who are free from anger, from all material desires, who are self-realized, self-disciplined, and constantly endeavoring for perfection, are assured of liberation in the Supreme, is a very near future. Shutting out all external present objects, keeping the eyes and vision concentrated between the two eyebrows, suspending the inward and outward breaths within the nostrils, and thus controlling the mind, senses, and intelligence. The transcendentalist aiming at liberation becomes free from desire, fear, and anger. One who is always in his faith is certainly liberated. This verse is going to lead me to the next chapter, where Krishna is explaining the yoga teaching. Krishna here has just indicated how the final verse of chapter 1, which is a very important verse, the verse all of us should commit to memory, because this earth is the first formula, the divine mathematics, the formula for you, life information, even in the peace world. A person in full consciousness of peace, no need to be the ultimate beneficiary of all sacrifices and austerity. The Supreme Lord of all planets and heavens, and the benefactor and salvager of all living entities, that age peace from the failures of the spiritual beings. So if you want peace, you need to know these three things of the spiritual world. By Krishna is the ultimate enjoyer. We should not be so concerned in trying to enjoy ourselves, but act in such a way as to satisfy Krishna's enjoyment. By doing that, I am talking about the Supreme Lord. Sometimes, if you decorate your face and you look in the mirror, the reflection in the mirror is also heaven. So the concept of Bhagavad Gita is to try as far as possible to satisfy the senses of Krishna. And since we are Krishna's reflection, then we will also be the happiness of Krishna. I'm Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama.